There is nothing secret about what lies a few hours south of California Gold Country, one of the most photographed structures in the world.
I like it because it's orange. That's Boise State colors. Orange and blue, and it's orange, kind of.
Ish.
That's college student Katie Summers visiting San Francisco's Golden Gate Bridge, which turns 75 next year. That orange-ish color was radical for the 1930s. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg explains just how radical.
Orange-ish is certainly more fun than the real name of the bridge's color, International Orange. Vermilion would be better, terracotta, burnt sienna, whatever you call it. It is the vivid, iconic, unmistakable color of the Golden Gate Bridge. This particular day on the bridge with spokesperson Mary Curry, we are enwrapped by a cloak that regularly visits San Francisco on little cat feet.
Here's the thing. This is a foggy, windy day. What's the point? I can't see the bridge.
Right, but when this fog goes away, you'll see the beautiful Marin headlands and the Golden Hills as they reflect against this beautiful international orange.
Here it comes. Look at that. The fog is moving, and there's that tower. Not clear yet, but as if you had a really bright orange pastel and you smushed it a lot, there it goes again.
The color goes, comes, goes, and according to Mary Curry, was kind of an accident for which the bridge's consulting architect gets the credit.
It was Irving Morrow that saw the primer that was on some of the steel when it arrived here, reddish orange, and he had to convince the Department of War, who was the permitting agency at the time, have the longest suspension span ever built at the time to have this wild, crazy color.
Because bridges were gray, black, or silver, not orange-ish. During construction, Irving Morrow noticed how the primer grew luminous in the shifting atmosphere of San Francisco Bay. In 1935, he wrote, "The Golden Gate Bridge is one of the greatest monuments of all time. What has been thus far played up in form should not be let down in color." For paint, the primer color would need some added tones, but it was just right with the gray fog, the golden and green hills, the blue water, and when you can see it, sky.
When I come to work every day, my heart goes like this when I see the Golden Gate Bridge.
Rocky Della Rocca has painted the Golden Gate for more than two decades. Now he oversees the bridge's 28 painters. Tough work. Only rain stops them. But there's fog almost 70% of the time. Wind can blow 60 miles an hour, and they're using spray guns.
There's some places out here where you're painting out in the wind that, you know, it's so windy that you have to hold the spray gun right next to the steel, otherwise the paint will blow off at a 90-degree angle. That's why it's to be a structural steel painter or bridge painter, you got to be a little off-center.
Rocky dreams in international orange.
My dream at that moment is to get out of the wind, fog, and cold. We head down to a storeroom full of buckets.
Let me guess, there's orange paint in there.
Rocky Della Rocca dabs the famous color on my finger.
You know what? Feels just like paint. But look how pretty it is on my finger.
Yeah.
This is beautiful orange. It's not an aggressive orange
no,
at
it's
all.
Very
it's subtle. And
soft,
it's got
soft orange, yeah.
It's got browns in it or some
blue,
dark,
there's yellows.
Yeah.
You can't go to a paint store and buy the Golden Gate Bridge color for your boudoir. You may find something called International Orange, but it is not this International Orange. This one is mythic. Another myth is about applying the paint.
They start at one end and go to the other end every year and then turn around and go back? Not.
No. I always tell them you start at one end and you get the other end, you retire.
That's how long it would take?
Yeah.
More than 10 million square feet of steel get touched up continually year-round. But not on this windy, wet day. We stood on the bridge one last time, hoping the fog would clear, but no. We could see the vermilion cables curving upward, but going nowhere, disappearing through the fog. Thrilling, really.
It's the most beautiful bridge in the world.
Can you imagine if it were another color?
No. The Navy wanted to have it painted black and yellow so it was more visible, but the bridge district said no way.
No way indeed.
To me, color doesn't matter.
Well, there's always a critic. New Yorker Jerry Burkoff is visiting Golden Gate Bridge for the first time.
Any color you want, smear it, it's great. Gray would be great.
Well, good enough for New York bridges, but not this one, which I, growing up in New York, always thought was the color of gold. The Golden Gate Bridge is named not for its hue, but for its location. It is built above the Golden Gate Strait, that legendary passage from the Pacific Ocean into the San Francisco Bay.
San Francisco, open your Golden Gate.
I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
Outside your door, San Francisco.
Indeed she is, and you can watch Susan's narrated slideshow of the Golden Gate Bridge with photos past and present at NPR.org. We wanted to hear about bridges you love, so we put out a call on Facebook, and here are some of the replies. Kimber Smith Fiddler has fond memories for Martin's Bridge in New South Wales, Australia. It's only a small bridge, he wrote, but it's got character, and I know every bump, and going over it means going home. Ryan Griffey enjoys the Aurora Bridge in Seattle. Not so much for the bridge per se, but for what's under it, an 18-foot-high sculpture of a troll. And Leslie Potts treasures the swinging bridge that dangles between rock formations at a high altitude at Rock City Gardens at Lookout Mountain on the border between Georgia and Tennessee. She says you can make kids splat themselves in the face with ice cream while screaming their heads off in delight. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.